Yeah, well, I mean, I said it last week to the players. I didn't believe that the result reflected the work they put in all from November on, and they deserve better than that. But it happened, and there's no denying it, and we have to live with that. But again, you see within 6 days what the players are capable of doing. Again, it's only 2 league points. It doesn't win anything for us. It gives us a step nearer to safety. That's the best we can say about it right now, and that's a very good step. But I think they deserve great credit, because everybody was on their knees after that game in June. And it is difficult to lift yourself from that low level to get up to the heights that it was going to take to beat Dublin. But the boys did that, and you know, this wasn't a fluke win. This win had to be ground out over the 74 minutes. It wasn't as if it was a smash and grab job. You know, the goal that Rory Brennan got, of course, was the clinching score. But if you weren't on level terms at that stage, it wouldn't be a clinching score. So I think this game wasn't won by that last minute smash and grab. It was won across the whole game.
Yeah, in fairness, I suppose, a great chance of a goal too. I think Liam Rafferty broke through in the first half.
Yeah, off the bottom of the crossbar. Another one hit the post as well. Thought it wasn't going to be our night in the first half, because there's some really good opportunities that would have made a big difference going in at half time. But I mean, the fact that the boys stuck with it the whole of the game, they deserve a lot of credit for it.
Just in the lead up to the game, was all the discussion would it be on or would it not be on? Did that?
Yeah. No, we believed it would be on. We thought there was enough of the pitch in good shape. Okay, there was a few patches that needed a little bit of attention, but the ground staff here did a good job and cleared off all the surface water. Okay, there was a few sticky patches here and there, but I think any pitch tonight would have that anyway. So I think it was important that we get the game played tonight.
You lost Callum McShane obviously last week, but you had another redhead up, young fella up there in the forward line today.
Yeah.
He started some game there.
Yeah, he can play in many places across the field, and I think he did very well up the night. He's a real focal point for us. He was a solid sort of ball control man in there, so he didn't give the ball away cheaply, and he picked a few scores himself, I think.
Trouble picking scores, of course, again, is important when the chances present themselves, like the freeze and so on, in very, very difficult conditions. Neil Morgan stepped up to the plate and started over some
more. Well, absolutely. I mean, they're the winner of the game, because he missed those things, all the effort he put into the play, and you end up with nothing. But when he's clinching those shots, they're worth their weight in gold.
Yeah, and they're solid. I mean, as well as the point they are, I mean, they're a great sort of nail in the coffin of that position, because they know how hard they had to work to get the ball into scoring positions. And I mean, on that, Tyrone's defensive discipline tonight was hugely impressive.
It was very good. I mean, they worked as a team, they worked as a unit, and I suppose, you know, I think Cormac Reilly deserves credit as well. It wasn't easy to referee that game, and you know, he let the game flow a lot. He wasn't pernickety about it, and I think he did a good job in the circumstances.
2 years in a row beating Dublin in the National League, McGee, you know, it just shows you that this Tyrone team are capable when they really get their minds right.
Well, we believe we're a team that can play in the top tier, and on our day we can hold our own against most teams. It doesn't prove anything. A win against Dublin in the league doesn't necessarily mean championship victory anywhere, but it gives a bit of confidence to the players to know that, you know, Dublin didn't come here to lose, didn't come here to drop 2 points. So they were up to win this game, and you know, the fact that we got the 2 points, it definitely gives our players a lot of confidence.
Is the usual Callum McShane good or red somewhere there?
It's good insofar as that it's not as bad as it might have been. You know, it's not good news that he's out for maybe 3 months or more, you know, but thankfully it isn't at the end of his season. And that's the good thing about it. That's the good news about it.
What happened in Tuam could have crushed the confidence of an awful lot of people. What did you do at Carvajal this week to get these boys mentally ready to do what they did tonight?
Well, we just were honest with each other. We looked into each other's soul and we said, you know, we are better than that. And, you know, we just addressed what happened. That it was one of those days where, yes, things went against us, but we didn't give it the energy that the match deserved. So we felt this was a week to really build that energy for today. We had to play with energy. We really wanted a performance today. The result is a real bonus, but we wanted a performance to come from where we were. We needed a performance, and we got it.
I think you might have been asked a question already. You think that game was safe to be played in those conditions?
I wasn't the one to make the decision. The referee was happy and the officials were happy that it was safe. So who am I to argue with that?
Yeah, probably no complaints now though. I mean, in terms of the commitment and performance, despite the conditions.
Absolutely. The conditions were the same for both teams. And when the match officials declared that the pitch was playable, then nobody's any argument. Both of us were asked our opinion about it. And I'd say there was more reluctance on Dublin's part. But they said they travelled and were ready to go and would go. And they did. But again, I couldn't have said whether this match was on or off. The only man who could make that decision was Cormac Reilly, and he did.
Okay. You you say, you got the response stuff from last week. I mean, was it talked about much during the week, the Galway game last weekend?
Well, it was talked about a bit, but it certainly was talked about before we came left Kelly's today to come here to play the game. We felt that the performance was far from good enough, regardless of all the poor things that happened to us in terms of harsh sentence off, in terms of injury to a key player, in terms of that we had chances in the first half to be in a much better place and didn't take them. But generally we accepted that there was a bit of lethargy around the place and too many players underperformed. You could count on the fingers of half a hand who played up to their potential. So we knew we had much more to give, and tonight I think the boys said, yes, we have more to give, and we gave it there.
Was getting a reaction, getting a performance, nearly more important than the 3 points?
Well, it was very important to get a performance, but if you had a real good performance and still no league points, you wouldn't be happy. So it's actually brilliant to get both, to get a good performance and to get the points. That's ideal. But I say half of it would have been okay, but I think it's good to have the double.